Well, hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. Doing another story on Alberta. I'll get to the other provinces as soon as I can. Just, you know, it takes time to do the editing thing. Like, subscribe, follow. You know how this thing works. And let's get right to the story. It says, witness saw a creature running down a mountain. Year 95, July, Alberta, Canada. Location details, Jasper, Alberta, Canada, Sulphur Skyline. Yeah, I know where that is. I used to live out in that area, Nordegg, Rocky Mountain House, all them areas. A friend and I were hiking on Sulphur Ridge Trail. We came to a piece where a trail had fallen away, so we decided to stop for a break. I took out my camera to take a picture of the hot springs below. I happened to look up at the summit, and I noticed someone standing up there. I started waving because I thought it was a person. And since we were the only people on the trail, we'd be walking past them. Anyways, I even pointed my camera at it, but didn't take the picture because of the distance. The thing didn't wave back, and it was then that I really took a look at it. And it was about 6 p.m., so there was plenty of light still. When what I saw looked a dark brown man covered with hair. It stood upright and had arms and legs like human. After several minutes, it started to run down the face of the mountain. We were below the tree line, but well inside of the summit. At this point, I said, "Holy, that guy's nuts." I thought it was a mountain biker because, you know, he descended so quickly. About 1.5 minutes at the most, it came straight down without using a switchbacks, or that's when even I knew it wasn't human. Immediately I thought it was a grizzly or some other animal. When it hit the tree line, I realized it couldn't possibly be a bear because it sits taller than the trees. My friend and I hadn't heard of any sightings, so we didn't have any preconceived ideas of what we were looking at. We continued hiking to the summit, mainly out of stupidity. We didn't talk about it, what we saw, or what it could have been. When we hit the top of the tree line, I realized that there was no way a person could have ran down the face of that mountain the way we witnessed that thing do. The face was covered. The face was covered with loose rocks and gravel, and it made it hard to descend that fast pace, let alone run. When we returned home, talked to our roommates about the sighting, and their friends said it must have been a Sasquatch. Excuse me. We returned the next day, but I didn't see anything. We did, however, take note of the surroundings of trees in the tree line, well over 7 feet tall, and the creature towered over them. The area in which it ran to its place where no human can get to. There are no rails, and it's too steep to try to climb down. The forest there is thick and green. Anyone who would stray off the trail could easily also be lost. Also noticed on the second hike, we heard something behind us on our descent for quite a few meters. There was light trees, and then there was a light line an animal of some sort stayed behind us. We had very little light left, so we were spooked and ran most of the way down. Hiking up the trail towards summit, we had taken a break and we had my camera out to take a picture of the hot springs. I took many pictures, scanned all of them, see if I got a picture of it, but did not. Sulphur Ridge is a range in the Rockies and is moderately climbed, and that sees a lot of foot traffic in the summer. When we went up, we saw only the other hiker, and it was a lush forest. I would never stay off the trail out of fear of being lost. The summit is bare. It's high enough to see the mountain ranges. Very windy at the top. Excuse me again. So, if you like this story and if you like listening to these Bigfoot stories, thanks for listening and Have a good day and keep your stick on the ice. Thank you.